All right, Caitlin, we'll start with you first. You're going to Texas. First of all, what'd your parents think when you're thinking, I'm going to Texas, mom and dad? What do you think?
Yeah, so it actually happened really fast. I got my visit scheduled a few weeks ago, and all in the midst of my sister graduating and all of the craziness of that. So, but no, they're super supportive, and they'll do anything that I want them to do, mm-hmm. and they support me in every endeavor. So Texas is a little crazy, but I don't think they thought twice about it. And when they knew that I loved it, they loved it too. Mm-hmm.
I saw your sister at a couple of, she came to some matches the last 2 years. What is she, if I may ask, what's she doing?
She's going to UNK and studying radiology. So she'll.
No sports?
No. She decided to be done with competitive sports, but I'm sure she'll find something intramural, and she's pretty active, so she'll stay.
Did you think that maybe, I thought maybe she'd come here, big sister went here, she'd follow suit? I really did.
She thought about it, but just with her path in the medical field, she kind of just wanted to get a jump start on that, and so yeah.
How about your studies, your continuing studies, the place you're going, they have what you want?
Yes, it was everything that I dreamed of as far as that. I got to meet with the Dean of Ed, and she kind of walked me through what my programs would look like and some of the professors that I'd have. And, yeah, it was amazing, and they have a very good program there for education. So,
when you look back in the 2 years, of course, great first year, and then who would ever thought on a knee injury with the second year? Just things like that happen. You follow sports. It happens to not just you. It happens to a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my freshman year was a great foundation, and I kind of understood what it took to be a college volleyball player, and had that experience under my belt. And then obviously going into sophomore year, things didn't go my way when I got injured in the first week of practice. But I think everything really does happen for a reason, and the injury and everything that came with that, there was definitely a lot more good than bad. So I learned about volleyball in a different light, and I think that was super cool, and it'll definitely help me in the long run when I'm on the court.
I mean, it was a joy with spring ball to get back out there and for real against somebody else, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I definitely was a little nervous in the beginning and a little hesitant at times, but yeah, easing back into it felt pretty natural, and yeah, feels like where I'm supposed to be. So,
and you're gonna get 3 seasons. You got a red shirt, so you can be down there and play 3 years, correct?
Yep, I'll have 3 years of eligibility. So yeah, we'll see where that takes me, but mm-hmm. yeah.
What have they told you? You think you're going right away and play? Are they needing a setter? What have the coaches told you?
I mean, there's not a position promised, of course, but I'm definitely in the running, and get down there and go to work, and and I'm super competitive, so I'll do anything to put myself in that position. So,
you ever been to Texas before? Besides your trip, I guess.
Well, my trip was the first time I'd actually spent some time there. We traveled there a few times for preseason tournaments and stuff, but no, I'll get to spend a little bit more time there.
There you go. Of course. Well, congrats again.
Thank you so much.
All right, Romy. I remember 2 years ago we did a media day. You and I were talking, and Fernanda was there. Kind of helped you around a little bit, you know, with English and stuff like that. But you have, and I'm sure the girls will attest to this, you've really come around in 2 years, haven't you? You're not nervous as much, and you speak just fine, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think I really improved a lot, because the beginning of my freshman year, I really didn't know what was happening. And well, Fern and Greta, they helped me a lot with that.
No question. And off the court and on the court, fun to watch. And I'm sure you had a lot of fun playing these 2 years, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. It was kind of crazy at the beginning, but I really enjoyed to be here.
You're going, I mean, you think Texas is a long ways from here. Pennsylvania is a really long ways away. What about that school you're going to? What do you like about him?
I really like the coach. She was very clear that she want me on the team. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the girls, they are already texting me, and I feel like very welcoming to the team.
Six rotation player here. I take it. I want to go out there. I don't want to come off the court. Do you?
No, I want to work really hard on that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll see what happens.
Are they missing a lot of kids? Are they bringing a lot of kids back from that team from last year? What can you tell me? What have the coaches told you? Kind of like with Kate, and what have the coaches told you about next year?
Well, the coach told me that they were needing an outside hitter that can pass, mm-hmm. too. And I think I can really do a good job on that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I know that some of the seniors are coming back. Well, they're going to be seniors this year. And yeah, that's it. Kinda.
Any match, I got to ask Kate this too when I come back to her. What, any certain match the last 2 years stands out for you, or a couple of matches, or maybe just one that you'll always remember?
I don't know. I have some game sets in my head that we were when we were losing and we came back. That was like really crazy. The team was very supportive to each other, and I don't know, it was a lot of fun and love, I guess.
What are you gonna do this summer?
I'm gonna work out. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna practice volleyball in my club and spend time with my family and friends.
All right. And you head to Pennsylvania August or 1st of August? When would that happen?
The moving day is the August 16th, mm-hmm. so I'm heading to there August 14th. So, right. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, it's been fun watching you the last couple of years. Really has.
Thank you so much.
Kate, I got to ask you, a match that stands out.
Yeah, I would say I have one from one of our tournaments here this year that we went to five, and that fifth set was not going our way, mm-hmm. but we were able to come back, and even though I was on the court for that specific moment, it was super cool to be a part of the team and mm-hmm. be able to support the girls that were on the court. And then, again, my freshman year, I have in mind a game from one of our tournaments here where I kind of just, like, the speed and the up-tempo of college volleyball kind of just clicked with me, and I was able to kind of get into the rhythm of things and mm-hmm. really understand what it was to be on the court in a collegiate match. So that was super cool.
What are you going to do this summer now?
I'll go home and nanny and work, spend time with friends and family, and then I'll head down to Texas mid-July.
Mm-hmm. So now Coach Copes is back in the room now. Now we can bring this question. What's the favorite Copes moment in your 2 years here?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. I don't know. She just is so supportive and has changed my life in so many ways. And there's not enough good things I could say about her. So,
very good. I think she's very, very nice. You bet. You bet. Romy, how about a favorite Coach Copso moment?
I don't know. Being very supportive with me when I was barely speaking English. No, she was so nice all the time with me, and I really appreciate everything. All the things that she did for me, I don't know.